Blog Talk Radio.
Hi all, and welcome to Cosmic Voice, back again after the holidays. I hope you all enjoyed it. I did. We're going to start off a little different this evening, freshen things up a bit. And on that note, I'm going to introduce you to Drake.
How do all?
Hi,
Drake. Getting a lot of static on this thing. They must like us.
Yes.
It's pretty simple. I don't know if anybody watches news anymore, and I can see why they don't. If it's anything like what I've been seeing lately, there ain't any news. Nobody's doing diddly squat about nothing of any import. The only thing we got on is this star showing their underwear, and this one over here is more complex than the pretty pictures you see. We got a snowstorm. Yeah, I mean, good Lord, what happened to the fun and games? And then, of course, there's Obamacare. That is just the biggest joke the government's ever pulled on anybody, from what everybody can see. The questions I got is about the individual, and this is not going to be the normal type of show. Those of you who listened on the last show found out that I've been going underground with stuff, and that's what I intend to do. I am not going to be public in terms of my actions, so that it gives those guys that listen into the show, screw with the program, and all those other fun things, knock you off your internet and all that happy stuff. Whenever you say the wrong thing at the wrong time to the wrong person, or in a format where other people might hear you, oh, heaven forbid, we should have freedom of speech. anyway, very simply, the situation is critical. Anybody gathered that by now needs to pay attention. By critical, I mean critical mass. We're at the point where it's all about to come unglued. I don't know if anybody's paid attention to that either. A lot of people don't, so that's cool. Do what you want. I ain't going to tell you how to live your life or what to pay attention to or how to do things. However, there are some things that people need to think about. And I decided to combine a combination of music and rhetoric and BS that you've probably heard before in some areas. And the question I got tonight to go with the first song is, where are you? Meaning, what kind of lifestyle you got? What kind of life do you got? And we got a lot of people out there that are still caught up in being the man on the block, he who has biggest gun rules and that sort of thing. And with that, I'd like to go to the first song.
Yes, here it comes.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been flapping and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying in chalk. I really hate the trip, but I gotta low. As they croak, I see myself in the pistol smoke. Fool, I'm the kind of G the little homies wanna be like, on my knees in the night, saying prayers in the street light. Situation they got me facing, I can't live a normal life. I was raised by the shit, so I gotta be down with the hood team. Too much television watching got me chasing dreams. I'm an educated fool with money on my mind. Got my tin in my hand and a gleam in my eye. I'm a loped out gangster, stress tripping banker, and my homies is down, so don't arouse my anger. Fool, death ain't nothing but a heartbeat.
the way I'm living life, do or die. What can I say? I'm 23 now, but will I live to see 24? The way things are going, I don't know.
Tell me why.
After minute, hour after hour, everybody's running, but half of them ain't looking what's going on in the kitchen. But I don't know what's cooking. They say I got to learn, but nobody's here to teach me. If they can't understand it, how can they reach me? I guess they can't, I guess they won't, I guess they front. That's why I know my life is out of luck, fool.
Hi, and welcome back to Cosmic Voice. Drake?
I hope everybody paid attention to the words in that song. I mean, you know, banging is about what there is. I mean, you know, and somebody in reality looks at it and goes, is that all you got? I mean, around here they drop people down old mine shafts. You never heard from them again. Just bones in the bottom of a dark pit, you know. And the question is, is that it? I mean, you know, the next one would be maybe this concept. Can you hit that second song, Tom?
I'm sitting here lonely like a broken man. I serve my time doing the best I can. Walls and bars, they surround me, but I don't want no sympathy. Fucking water running through my veins. They try and drag me back to work again. Pain and blisters on my mind and hands. I work all day making up a burlap bag. The ocean beating me, it's driving me wild. I feel a happy like a newborn child. Now when my time is up, you wait and see. These walls and bars won't keep that stuff from me. No, no, baby, won't keep that stuff from me.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask everybody. Yeah. Which is it? Are you banging? Are you combining both of them inside looking out? You know, which fits? Both of them? Probably a combination. I've seen people with enough drive and determination that they'll work till their hands bleed to where they got blisters on their mind and hands. Question is, how do you feel about it all? I mean, you got a problem. No matter what kind of escapism used, no matter what kind of excuse y'all come up with, wherever you go, there you are. It don't go away. It never stops. It's like being an addict, be that an alcoholic. It's a disease, but it's the same thing as being addicted. And yet, it never lets go. That part that you're trying to escape from, it don't give you no chance. It's always there. It's that savage renegade playing PTSD games in the minds of the veterans that have been on the combat field or got close enough to it that it triggered the combat readiness. Ooh, yeah, and yeah, the VA, the DOD, each and every last service on this planet knows all about it. You want to hear some screaming in the night? Took me 2 years to quit that. But here's what I'm asking, and it ain't a lot, but it's important that you listen. You ready with the next one, Tom?
I sure am.
To fight all our history, we fought and American, American, I sing with all my heart. Will not see you fall from grace, nor see you torn apart. Good people have shed blood for you, that is why I cry. Stand up, stand up, stand tall and proud, don't let our freedom die. Stand up, stand up, America, don't let our freedom
That was Stand Up America, and yes, it's time. Please stand up. Drake?
Yeah, well, I come across some inside information about some things. There's a large group out there getting ready to make their move. that's what that song was about right there. And the question is this, you ready to get off the couch? Put down the cold one, drop the needle, put the joint out, and get busy. The question is not me asking you. You got to ask yourself in your heart, are you ready? I've been on the battlefield. Don't bother me to shoot at people or get shot at. Makes me a little nervous, but other than that, I can manage. And, yeah, I'll live with it. They couldn't kill me in Nam. I sure ain't going to get it done here. Don't matter how nasty your life has been. It does not make a difference how funky things be. It don't matter who or what has been screwing you up. What matters is the thoughts in this next song as an attitude for you.
Like there's a sign there on your back. Says I don't mind if you kick me. Seems like everybody has. Things go from bad to worse. You think they can't get worse than that, and then they do. You step off the straight and narrow and you don't know where you are. Use the needle of your compass to sew up your broken heart. Ask directions from a genie in a bottle of Jim Beam, and she lies to you. Well, that's when you learn the truth. If you're going through hell, keep on going, don't slow down. If you're scared, don't show it, you might get out. For the devil even knows you're there. Well, I've been deep down in that darkness. I've been down to my last match. Filled 100 different demons, breathing fire down my back. And I knew that if I stumbled, I'd fall right into the trap that they were laying. Yeah. But the good news is there's angels everywhere out on the street, holding out a hand to pull you back up on your feet. The ones that you've been dragging for so long, you're on your knees, you might as well be praying. Guess what I'm saying? If you're going through hell, keep on going, don't slow down. If you're scared, don't show it, you might get out. For the devil even knows you're there. Yeah, if you're going through hell, keep on moving, face that fire. Walk right through it, you might get out. For the devil
That was Rodney Atkins.
So now you guys are getting the idea.
Sorry, Drake.
I hope y'all are beginning to get the feeling for this. Basically, what it says, keep on moving. There was a thing used to be back in the 60s, keep on keeping on. Don't quit trucking. You know, boogie on down the line, go on down that road. Well, first you got to believe you can. And that there might be something worth doing something about. What do we got now? We got a freaking mess. What are we going to do about it? It's time to stand up and say no. And I guarantee you there's got to be some idiot out there that is going to object. The question is, what part of no don't you understand? This is where we got to go. If it's insisted upon, you got to be ready to do two things. One, believe that you can. Can what? Get up. Put the addiction down and follow freedom. Now, these things are not something that are easy to do. These are not things that you're going to find on a shelf that you can go down to Walmart and buy. This is stuff that comes from the heart. This comes from where you are. This is a belief that you might be more than what anybody thinks you are or knows. You might not have told nobody because you're hiding away from everybody because you don't want them to know. Why? Well, now, ain't you noticed? Any and every last time somebody knows that you got something to give, they look you straight in the eye and want more. Think about that. Woohoo, yeah. Well, let's see. Well, if you can do that, then you can take that hill over there, right? We don't care if you're out of ammunition, ain't got no hand grenades. We don't really, just go do it, all right? You have to do one thing, and there's only one cure for this. That's freedom. Why is it a cure? There's a growing number of people out there that are extraordinarily dissatisfied with the ideology that's been put forth, the socialistic agendas that are coming out of the wall, oozing out from under the woodwork like a stopped-up toilet. These things have got to be put away permanently. Now, the problem is you cannot come up with adjudications that are going to work. Why? Because the justice system is broke. We got an international gun trafficker as the head of the Justice Department. If I don't tell you something, I don't know what it takes to get the message across. We got a Supreme Court that ignores the Constitution when they're supposed to uphold it. I mean, good Lord, how far does it got to go? Well, most people are at a situation that is covered in this next song. And it deals directly with not getting no satisfaction.
Okay.
Try.
Okay. Drake. Hello, Drake.
I don't know where.
I thought it gone off.
Just because I got a little lag in something don't mean I went any place. So, I ain't satisfied. Who is? People that have been foreclosed on, people can't get a job. We got unemployment rates in 60-70% area. We got major cities declaring bankruptcy. Hello, Detroit. They want to take the private property away from Detroit and sell it for pennies on the dollar. Well, how about we put it on the open market? How about we just take the art collection alone, sell that sucker? He would pay the debt, oh boy, and then you can go from there. Unions are all up in arms. They're talking about, but my pension. Well, somebody stole it, borrowed it. You know, like they've been stealing Social Security funds out of the thing. They only keep in so much. The rest of it goes into somebody's pocket. Yeah, that's right. I said it. So, what do we got? Are we doomed? I mean, do you feel like there ain't any kind of a future, no matter what it is that we strive to do or accomplish? Do you feel like you're all alone, a motherless child, sitting on a cold porch crying because you're cold and you can't get in the house because your relatives won't open the door? I mean, let's go with the next song, Tom.
What's become of me? While I looked around for all my possibilities, I was so hard to please. But look around, leaves are brown, and the sky is a hazy shade of winter. Here's a Salvation Army band. Down by the riverside, it's gonna be a fair ride than what you've got planned. Carry your cup in your hand. So look around, leaves are brown, and the sky is a hazy shade of winter. Hang on to your hopes, my friend. The easy thing to say, but when your hopes should pass away, you can simply pretend that you can build them again. Look around, grass is high, the fields are ripe, it's the springtime of my life. Ah, season change with the scenery, weaving time in tapestries. Won't you stop and remember me at any convenient time? Funny how the memory slips when you're looking over manuscripts of unpublished rhyme, drinking my vodka and lime. But look around, leaves are brown now, and the sky is a hazy shade of winter. Look around, leaves are brown, there's a patch of snow on the ground.
This could get interesting. I've been going through the news. Anybody watch the news, it probably is pretty inconsequential. Don't mean nothing, and they ain't saying nothing. And why is that? what kind of big thing is going on in the background? Yeah, it's a little fear porn, but it's real. What exactly is happening? Well, there's been some notifications put out. There's been some command chains that are being formulated and adjusted. There are about somewhere around 10 million of us right now that are totally pissed. I don't know about y'all, but I grew up believing in that American pie and you know, mom and all that stuff, the John Wayne stand up and do it right kind of thing. I was really raised that way, you know, be the good guy, be the bad guy. And yet, here we are stuck, so to speak, or at least everybody thinks we are, and everybody's looking for action, and they want to see definitive action. Well, that which is not being reported is happening. There's a whole load of things going on right now. You can look around and find them. It's not difficult. Try our Facebook page, Cosmic Voice. I think you'll like some of the postings on there. Some of it is humor, but most of it is direct and to the point. And it do give a whole lot of people wedgies. They do not catch the idea that they've gone too far. Most people I know that have had problems with the system, be that being put inside, be that having the system in control. Anybody's been on welfare food stamps, I mean, good Lord, you would not believe the paperwork just to get your Medicaid. You would not believe what it takes to, how many years it takes to get veterans benefits when you're really hurting and you need the treatment now, not 2 years down the road. Last count, there's over a half a million, pushing 700,000 veterans in this country. And they ain't been being treated for their PTSD. Not at all. They're told to call a crisis hotline. That's in case you're going to blow your brains out. What's that got to do with the demons running around in my head? Well, the high level of suicides is simple. It ain't complicated, and I hope the military is paying attention or somebody in there is listening. It's real simple. You get to a certain point, and the screaming, and the death, and the sounds, and the smells, the dust, all of those wonderful memories of getting your buddies splattered on you, having somebody die in your arms that you care about, that bugs you. Like I said, it took me 2 years to quit screaming every night I went to sleep. But I got over it, mostly. I was in Vietnam about two nights ago, and I was 30 years old, and yet it's just as real as if it was yesterday. I can't imagine what it must be like for the new vets. Can't be no better. Probably worse in a lot of ways. I look at things in relative terms. Oh, what have you done for me lately? Well, I'm going to be posting some links to some places for the people who are really agitated and want to get something done. Now, you're going to find that there is more to it than just the links and talking, and they will feel you out before you get inside, I guarantee you that. I've been privileged to be involved with a lot of fairly heavy hitters, a lot of intelligence that other people can't get. And if you do mention it, you lose your Facebook page, you lose your email account, you get turned off the internet. Oh, I don't know. Somebody must have stepped on the plug. Yeah, right. You do a show like this and people go, oh my, can't have that. Turn him off. Hurry up. Yeah, well. And they do. Every once in a while they get funky. Now, people think that everything's in the toilet. And I know it looks that way, but from what I'm seeing, all it's doing is agitating the people. I mean, how many part-time jobs can you work? I used to work four, two full-time and two part-time, 7 days a week. Yes, indeedy. You want to get 100-hour weeks going? I can show you how it feels, and it ain't nice. You want to get into a funky monkey? Yeah, you think addiction's bad? You ought to try that one. The fun and games that these people play with you, that neon god we have made because we shop at Walmart or Target or somewhere and they run special ads right to your mailbox. You didn't give them your email address. But you used your credit card. That means that they got access to anything they want to know about you. Think about it. Ads tailored directly to it. I went through Yahoo today and there wasn't squat on there. Switched over to Google, ain't nothing on there either. These people have pulled their horns back. There is no politics of any kind. There is no international intrigue going on other than Mandela died. That's the one news story. What happened with Iran? How come we're not having open discussions in public, videos? How come we don't have Netanyahu explain himself? Well, and I don't mean that the boy is any squirrelier than he has already proved he is. I'm saying that if people are willing to make changes and suck it up and do it right, then I think at least that part needs to be taken into consideration. What consideration? We need to blow all the Jews off the planet. Whoop-a-dee-doo. That's real intelligent. You going to make the people mad that control the largest military on the planet? I mean, we are and can be the biggest, baddest thing ever happened to something. you have no idea how much firepower this our military possesses. I have seen what our firepower can do. I controlled B-52s in Vietnam. I fired a ship called the New Jersey battleship. And if you ain't seen the movie about Battleship fighting ETs, you need to see that. That's pretty interesting. They do some real impossible stuff in that movie. It's all a bunch of horse hockey. It's sci-fi. But think about a bullet. And the big ones can weigh as much as a VW, 1,200 pounds. Ooh. You want to see something that takes the knobs off a hill? I guarantee you. You want to harvest trees? That takes a bunch of them out. Then they come up with this bunker buster. Now they come up with that by accident. They had a B-52 going across, and it started in Vietnam. It was going across getting ready to drop a whole bunch of 1,150-pound bombs. And there was a defect in its delivery system. Bomb bay doors opened just fine. The deployment of the bombs was ready. In other words, they move a little bit just before deployment. And what was funny was they dropped nine of them. Well, they hit the target, and when the dust finally settled, and I mean this is an hour and a half or so later, when the dust finally settled and the mushroom cloud dissipated. Yeah, don't take atomics to make a mushroom cloud. All it takes is the right amount of explosive concentrated in a small area, and it does exactly what I just described, makes a mushroom cloud. You've seen it in some of these fires where they got these big disasters. Anyway, this old B-52 drops it, and whoops, part of the carriage for the bomb bay locked. Well, the emergency release kicked in and dropped it. You talk about malfunctioning fun and games. Think about nine 1,150-pound bombs. Oh, what's the bunker buster? 2003? Think nine times. Think nine times. Think 10,000 pounds. You talk about a hill disappearing. It left a hole in the ground where there used to be a hill. And it wasn't a little hill. It was about 500-600 foot tall. Rather large. It's gone. I was lucky. I had a rock next to me, and believe me, there was chunks of stuff hitting that rock that moved it. And that rock was at least as big as a car, at least. So, you know, the idea of napalm. Well, let's mix some gelatin with some gasoline and see what happens when it goes off. Oh, my goodness. You want to get into death and destruction? It is unbelievable what the capabilities are. Just the old mothballed Nike missile system. Some of the Sidewinder stuff they got now comes from that. You can take a Nike missile, and it's accurate to within 18 inches at 28,000 miles. How do I know this? Worked with Nike missiles, that's how. So there's nothing much that you can actually hide from everything. There's not much that is going to be kept secret. Why? Most of the people that have been iffy, been sitting on the fence, had up until not too long ago not decided which way they needed to go. They were unsure whether or not they were going to get themselves roasted by the military if they decided to take an adverse view or say the wrong thing about certain things that were going on. These things are becoming self-evident. You're finding a lot of outing of things. And because of that, cut this out. Hold on a minute.
The magical music box.
Yeah, well. There we go. Yeah. Seeing pictures of the granddaughter while I'm on this. The interesting part about all this is it ain't about any individual other than you. Each individual has to make a decision, and it's going to have to come pretty quick because this is happening pretty quickly. There's several cities on the attack, wipe out, search and destroy list that I'm aware of, and each legislator's home address is known, and so you're going to have a terrible tough time getting away from the fire, and you're going to be stuck in a situation that you're not going to be able to handle any other way than to give up. There's been a lot of rogue things going on, individuals, in groups, in a variety of different places, at a variety of different levels. These rogue groups banded together. The number I got I thought was small, but it's not. It's a lot larger than even they're aware of. The people that are sitting on the fence have decided to come over to our side. They are seeing the writing on the wall. Remember the sounds of silence? The words of the prophets are written on the subway walls? Uh-huh. Some of this biblical level stuff that people have been so fearful of is getting ready to come home to roost up close and personal. That don't mean that you're going to have 30, 40 people attacking a house with kids and family in it. What it means is that the person in there of interest, be that mom or dad, don't make no difference, whichever, sometimes both, are going to be taken. They can be taken reasonably, or they can be taken the hard way. But you're getting ready to be zapped, and it ain't going to be nice. Believe me, it ain't going to be nice. Hopefully these people will be educated enough to show some restraint. I'm hoping they do. There's some people that, if I had my hands on them, I don't know if I'd be able to keep them off their throat. There's some that need to be willy boogered, and I mean, and that's that's an old term, but it's applicable. You ever have a nightmare? Wake up screaming. It was so real you could tell that there was something in the room giggling about you. Ready to eat you up from the inside out. Maybe eat everybody else in the household. That kind of reality is coming home to roost. Hopefully they won't take things too far. I want to see these people adjudicated. And there's a reason for that, as we will find as we go down this road. Some will be executed for their crimes. When you kill millions of people, I will strongly suggest that your life is forfeit. I don't care who you might think you are. I don't care what position you hold. Doesn't matter. We have several problems that are ongoing. One of those is ACA, better known as Obamacare, the greatest socialist effort to take over this country ever in the history of this country. We got a problem with that. I do, and everybody else should. Anybody on Social Security that has Medicare, they took $700 million out of it, $700 billion or something. I mean, most of the funding's gone. And they expect me to put up with stealing from something I paid for, telling me that it's an entitlement. Well, I'll tell you what you're entitled to. Heave up what I paid for, or else. What's the or else? Well, take that however you want. Don't matter to me. I'm telling you that I ain't alone in this. There are somewhere in the neighborhood of 10 million people out there, most of whom are experienced combat veterans. Those who are not have been taught by the experienced combat veterans. Almost every last one of them is armed on a personal basis. In other words, you pick a gun out in terms of a pistol that fits you. You feel comfortable with it. You can carry it around with you, no problem. You pick out a rifle that you feel good firing. My favorite's the M14, better known as the 308. Pretty effective rifle. I like both 380 and 40 caliber in handguns. And, yeah, I've shot the other ones. What's coming up is that there's about 80% of the military, and this is the presently standing military, who are ready to join with the freedom effort. And I've stated this before, it's supposed to be inside information nobody's supposed to know about, and I'm putting it on the air because people need to know. You ain't alone in this. Contrary to popular belief, there are armed, practiced militias in each and every state in this country. Oh, yeah. Including California, who is so upset about it, New York City and New York State, who are upset, Maryland, who thinks they can take guns. I mean, it's come to a point where people are going to have to take a stand, whether they like it or not, if they don't want to see their grandma drug out into the street right down the steps, bump, 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 where your kids are not kicked around by some dude in a space suit that looks like some kind of bank robber. Most of the people in law enforcement ain't bad people. They are misdirected in some ways. USMC is something you need to look at. My goodness. Misguided children, indeed. We had a group that came back from World War II, a bunch of fighter pilots. They flew through hell, so they called themselves Hell's Angels. We had wings. Why not? Didn't turn out the way I don't think that they had in mind to begin with, but it's there. We got a lot of groups out there like that. We got the 13. We got red and blue. You name it. There's going to be some changes, and y'all got a choice, and it's real simple. Most of your names are known. Most of your locations are known. And it ain't going to be just law enforcement coming after you if you decide to go against us. It's going to be everybody. Anybody can tote something and pull the trigger. I don't know if you can imagine having a firing line that will take you out, all of a sudden appear out of nowhere. Militia does it all the time. This is why I'm trying to get this across. We need to pull together because the same enemies that are causing the unemployment, same ones that are going after your house, the same ones who think Obamacare socialism is a good idea. This is our common, the we the people's enemy. It's a common enemy. It doesn't know any color. It doesn't care if you're a multimillionaire. Really, it don't. You got to have several hundred million under your belt before you're in the in crowd on the inside. So there's a lot of people out there, ooh, I can make money in the stock market. Been going down. Might want to keep an eye on that. How high can it go and for what reason? Well, when you run out of the layoff money, that's that money they save when they get rid of the human asset, the human expense, as they call it, and lay people off, drop them from 45 and 50-hour weeks down to 28, 29, and 30. You think about this. Most companies right now are in the process of putting together the legal parameters to drop all insurance. ACA did that. They can't afford it anymore than the people can. I mean, I was paying $238 a week for a family of four. I thought that was kind of high. I had to really hump, bust my butt, and get it into overdrive and work that overtime just to have lunch money. And even then, I usually skip the day. And yet, here they come up. They're going to take that $238 job that was pretty decent insurance, actually. It took care of stuff. It actually worked. They're going to triple it. Now, you know, you got to make 5-6 times that week, be able to afford it, so it's not affordable. Affordable care, yeah, you lying sacks. And no, I ain't going to put it on one particular political party. The GOP wrote it, and the Democrats voted it in. So who's your enemy? You ain't got anybody to represent you. Not even the independents are free and clear and clean and not guilty. So, you know, I don't know what it takes for people to realize how deep in the toilet we are. I mean, you got to pray that nobody flushes it right now. But then again, maybe if the right people flushed it, maybe, and this is maybes, maybe if the right number of people stood up and said no. You know, you've seen that clip. I've had it on the show. I've had it on the website. I'm mad as hell and I ain't going to take it no more. It's real simple. It's not complicated. All you got to do is look at that, and it will give you an idea. You, as a human being, deserve a certain amount of dignity and respect. $1.98 an hour. How many millions of dollars of profit does the Mickey D's need when they could afford to be able to do things a little different, improve the employee relationship, and give somebody basic survival level at least? Hey, let's say $10 an hour. No, you ain't going to get rich on it, but if two of you are making that, you might get by. This is where this is at. You want to get down to the cost. You want to get to the cost. Why is it that none of these politicians are accepting ACA, Obamacare. I wonder why. They know you ain't getting my pocket with that. Well, how about we all opt out? Go to the website and opt out. If you can get it to work. Oh, my. Tom, I don't know if you got any songs for break or anything.
Yes, I do. Thanks for that, Drake. It was a different first hour. A couple of songs, about 8 or 9 minutes. The first one goes out to the people, and the second one goes out to the U.S. military. Be back shortly.
We all carry the cross and speak what we're taught. Lies and money become the white man's god. We burn all our bridges one too many times. The time has come now to draw the line. You know you've got to
about the promised lands. He tells me believing Jesus steals the money from my hands. Some say he was a good man. Lord, I think he sinned. War on a foreign shore to find his country didn't want him back. The bullets took his best friend in Saigon. Our Lord took his wife, his kids, no regrets. Any time I don't remember, in a war he can't forgive. He cried, forgive me for what I'd done there, 'cause I never meant the things I did. Something to believe in, that there's a Lord above. I give me something to believe in. Oh, Lord, arise. My best friend died a lonely man, some Palm Springs hotel room. I got the call last Christmas Eve, they told me the news. Break down and cry as tears rolled down my face. I felt so cold and empty, like a lost soul out of place. And the mirror, mirror on the wall, see my sad face again. I give me something to believe in.
Hi all, and welcome back to the second hour. The first song was Stand. Yes, it's time to stand up. I know many of you have, and it's dragging on a bit, but it appears we're fairly close. You know, we should renew our efforts to push this forward. There's lots of people doing lots of things in the background. I know some people are looking for us to out intel. You get small snippets that can be outed when it's possible and when it's safe to do so. And the second song, Something to Believe In. I think it's high time the US military, in my opinion, gave us something to believe in. You know, they signed an oath, and they should honour that oath, in my opinion. It's time for them to step up and get our country back. And in the broader scheme of things, get the world back for the people, not just for the few. And with that, I'm going to hand you back to Drake.
You are, huh?
Yes, I am.
Well, it's pretty simple. The military is ready. We're waiting on a couple of things to come about. Hopefully over the next couple of days these things will take place. Everything, all the parameters have been met and defined. People are where they're supposed to be, doing what they're supposed to do. I do not personally see any way to get around the fact that these people are basically done. And by done, well, they got plenty of cash. They're not broke in that sense. they're managing to steal just enough of the collateral accounts to keep themselves going, and yet that is also being worked on. It's going to come to a screeching halt. a lot of people live in the jungles, and I'm going to tell you, I met some of them, and if they want to be ghosts, they can be. All of a sudden, you just fall over, and people fall over around you dead. Got an arrow sticking in there, or a dart got them in the neck, or whatsoever. The relativity is simple. From everything I've been finding, we got we have picked up the final essence of what we needed for the underground, unrecognized people who are already organized. The People's Militia is an unorganized militia. It's not regulated. Its regulation comes from the conscience of the people involved. It comes from the fact that they believe in the community and the people around them. It comes from the fact that your heart tells you what's right, what's wrong. You hear that little voice saying, "Nah, give this one a break. That one over there, you need to shoot that one." And these kinds of things happen in a split second on a battlefield. You don't have time to think about it. You just know. And I've never seen the decisions made on that basis to be wrong. And I've done my fair share of killing. I imagine a whole bunch out there have as well. I'd recommend that anybody that is really interested in this get in touch. Be that the Pentagon, unregulated militias, don't matter to me. I am not prejudiced against anybody, no matter what they are. As long as you ain't a socialist and after our country, I got no problems. Anybody who acts against the Constitution, and I don't care who it is, anybody who acts against the Constitution, decides it's some kind of toilet paper, commits an act of treason, whether they like it or not. That's its definition. Anybody who intentionally attempts to take this country down to enslave the people need to be gotten rid of. And that's part of what this show is about. It's time for everybody out there to get excited. Get in touch with the people that you know. Formulate your own little group. If you need instruction, get in touch. No, I ain't playing games. I'll steer you in the right direction. Be advised, if there's agents out there that think it's cool to infiltrate, we used to feed those to the enemy in Vietnam, no matter what their rank or position. You go jeopardizing lives for no other good reason than you think that's hilarious. Ooh, look at him run when he gets shot in the ass. We use you for target practice. Told him to take the field commission and stick it. Do what? Well, looky here, Sergeant. I said, no, sir. I'm a Spec 4, and I'm staying that way. And turned around and walked out. when you're in crazy stuff, he gets crazy. And it don't get better if you're not treated for it. There's a post, there's a link on the website to give you a lot of the armor and weaponry you need to get everything under at least some form of control to the point where you don't lose it all the time or feel like you got to go hide in a cave somewhere where you can actually interact with your loved ones and not worry about what you're going to do. Know that your actions are going to be based in the reality of what's really there, not some kind of imaginary renegade playing games with your mind. And no, it ain't nice. Sure as hell ain't no fun. But what you got to understand is that these things can be addressed. What you have to understand is that the military does have some programs that are excellent. If you need programs outside of that, they have groups, veterans groups that meet for counseling and telling their stories and getting it off your chest and getting it to where people understand. And a lot of people say, I don't know if I can help you. You look at them and go, I ain't got no help before. What's so different about that? And then you talk to the psychiatrist, psychologist, and they say, let's be practical about this. You're fucked up. And yeah, I know the language probably bothers some people. Tough. Get over it. Grit your teeth and become real. This is not a game. The games are done. I told people not too long ago I was going to quit pulling punches. Well, the pulling punches part is over. these people who've been out there are afraid of the system, and I don't blame them. They got screwed over. And I'm talking about the active duty troops that have been in all these recent wars, not Vietnam, although we're still here, a lot of us. But the recent wars that everybody's been going through ain't done you no favors. Anybody who has been in action has PTSD. Now, I don't care if you don't like that or not. And, yeah, I know, it screws with your military career if you admit that you may have a mental weakness to or an adversity to pulling that trigger. Whenever somebody feels it's necessary, be that your butt's on the line and you're going to get shot if you don't shoot first or whatever the deal might be. SEAL Team 6, executed. Yeah, that's right, executed. I've talked to some people and found out exactly everything that went on with it. That was an execution, one at a time. There's a movie called Shooter. it's running around on cable and on satellite right now about a sniper that got blamed for shooting somebody in Washington. He goes back and takes care of the problem. Well, I don't advocate blowing people up and killing them unless there's no other way. In this particular case, there was no other out. It's like, either you pull the trigger or your enemy does. Which is it? Well, if you got the advantage, you can pull it, you can be accurate and pull it quicker. I recommend you do so. And he who is the best shot wins. He who is the best shot lives. problem is, too many people are giving up. Too many people have said, well, I can't fight that mess. It's too big. There's too many of them. Yeah. Well, the problem with giving up is this. Outlaw Josie Wales said it in the movie. If you give up, if you quit fighting, you neither live nor win. And this time around, we got one last shot at this to rectify it, to fix it, to put it in the perspective that it is We the people, not some oligarch sitting in some kind of cozy place with all the money, all more money than they know what to do with. I'm not talking about those guys. I'm talking about the people that work for a living, people who are disabled and can't work, people who know that they can do a lot more than what is being done. A lot of people right now are scammed into the system, and that's a problem. Medicaid is growing like crazy because ACA, Obamacare, puts them into it. Why? Because they can't afford nothing, and they get at least medical care. You might get a little stipend in there, too. You never know. But our president opened his big mouth and wanted a suggestion. I don't know if the Republican Party is willing to listen to me or not anymore. I already submitted a plan where they modify Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security, and they add a little extra tax, not much, a little bit extra, and what they do with it is, for young people, figure $10 a week. I want you to think about that. I ain't talking about people who ain't working. I'm talking about people who are right. $10 a week. Think about $10 a week. What it does is it goes into an account, and it pays for a catastrophic illness. In other words, you got to go in the hospital because you got pneumonia. You're going to be there for 3 days. It pays for that. You pay that $10 a month in there forever till you're, till you're ready to retire. At least. I paid more. I paid more than that. I paid a lot more than that. I used to take home paychecks in the low to mid four-digit area on the week. I paid a ton of money into things that probably didn't deserve it, but it's in there. And now that I've come to a point where I can no longer do it for a combination of medical reasons, I'm in a position of being disabled. That don't mean I can't grab a gun and go run out in the yard and shoot somebody. It don't mean that I don't wear a gun on my hip at all times, or take it into the shower in a baggie or whatever. I'm not going to be disarmed. I'm too easy a target. They think I'm too public. Well, yeah, sure. But who else was too public? Now I'm going to say something here that's going to wrinkle some starch in places. There's a certain star that died recently. Young man, the reason for that accident had nothing to do with the BS that's being put out about it. He mentioned something to the wrong ear. And when that got mentioned, he died. Just like all them witnesses. Oh, I got proof. I can, you know, name, dates, places. Here's where the paperwork's at. And all of a sudden, they're... airplane falls out of the sky, or depending on how obtuse the bad guys want to get, and I think this is really ludicrous, but almost the whole of an entire government who was telling everybody to screw off, specifically the central banking system, got blown out of the sky. Yeah, that's right. They don't care, and there is proof that missiles were fired on that aircraft. It ain't a question of, you know, maybe, or we don't know what happened, or it just came apart. All the rivets failed and the wing fell off, or some other kind of fun and games excuse, mechanical failure, my butt. The mechanical failure, if you watch that movie Shooter, you'll see a mechanical execution device called a suicide machine. It actually takes your arm, bends it around, and you blow your own brains out. Now, you think these things don't exist. That's old. That one has been retired. They got a new one that's a lot more efficient. everybody knows what a scratch-off ticket is. Well, how about this? How about a scratch-off ticket that consists of a little thimble fits on your finger? It's got a little needle sticks out. All it'll do is scratch you. And all of a sudden, within a 10-day period, you're dead. They've tried this on friends of mine. One guy tried to poke his one friend of mine, and he didn't get it. he didn't get the job done, so this friend of mine took the hold of the guy's finger and stuck him where you shouldn't stick a guy. But he stuck him there, and I guess things swelled up almost immediately. And he only lasted 3 days. He was supposed to be a senior agent, knowing what he's doing, and he ran up against a guy that said, "No, I don't think so." Now, yeah, we can go over and over all this, but, you know, it's not a pointless situation. You ain't got to be playing the gang-banging gangsta BS. You do not have to be the dope dealer inside looking out or a combination thereof. What you got to think about is this. Could we do without the BS? All the death and destruction. I mean, you listen to the words in Gangster Paradise, and I'm 23 now and don't know if I'll see 24. That's the average life. That's the expectancy, if you get that far. Those people are considered antiques, grandpas, usually 17, 18, and an AK or a Uzi, or maybe a 12-gauge at close range. All of them do the job. But we have to change the manner of society in which we live. Our manner of conduction of business needs to be altered. And the reason it's got to be altered is that all of us, you and me standing on this planet, are going to be required to get our stuff together, get our act together, to pull together, to find common needs and address them. Now, what's the common need? Why do you got to do what you do? Well, because it's party time. Well, you don't need a gun to do that, and you definitely don't need to be robbing little old ladies to get your fix. You need to have those problems addressed. Now, what if? Yeah, that's right. We'll go back to Star Trek. 25th century lifestyle society was predicated and based upon what everybody would consider socialism. A communal society can survive very well when the needs of all the people involved in it are taken care of. Now, what would happen if all of a sudden the taxes stopped? Yeah, I'm talking this era. What would happen if all of a sudden your freedom was restored to you? What would you do with it? Where would you go? How would you act? What direction would you take that would be beneficial to everybody involved? Not just you, but people that you never even considered before. This manner of attitude of it's me, mine, I'm doing fine, keep your hands off my stack, Jack. Well, no. What happens if there ain't no stack? What happens if they do away with currency? What happens if things change so drastically and so completely that all these things no longer apply? What do you do then? What happens, and this has been done before, it's in the military records of several different countries where they lined up, pointed their weapons, pulled the trigger. All I heard was a whole bunch of click, and nobody could figure out what was wrong. I turned around and decided to go over to a range and check it out. I said, "We'll go over here and shoot them trees." Okay. Boom, 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 boom. Hey, it works fine over here. Turn around, face the enemy, pull that trigger, click. Now, you think about it. Yeah, it's advanced technology, and it's not real difficult to do, depending on the mechanisms you got available to you. But I want you to think about this clearly. What happens if there is no more need to argue over borders? Hello, Israel. Ha-ha, you want the water out of the river, and you got somebody in the way, and you need to obliterate those people so you can get the water. It's not difficult to get it. So what do? Run a few tanks to the neighborhood every once in a while. Keep that pressure up. Oh, and if we can start World War III on a nuclear basis by bombing Iran, we got it. Only problem is Turkey won't go along with you putting a base in there so that you can have a place to land when you get done dropping your stuff. Oops. Balance of powers, domino theories, all of this stuff plays into this. High-level finance, well, you got the regular average person all the way through small businesses up to, say, $2-3 million a year. That's average. finance. Then you got the banks that control the banks that these people use. Well, that's the second level. Then you got the people that actually control what those people can do. Well, what we're striving to do is we're striving to make the accomplishment of getting control of that so that we can tell those banks, time to shut your doors, dude. You're done. Why? Well, it goes to the collateral. And if anybody's ever took a loan out, they want collateral. Give me the title of your car. That's collateral. In this case, it's gold certificates. What happens? They apply for it. They make an agreement. I'm going to purchase such and such and so much. They take the gold certificates to the local federal bank or large bank, either way, and have it monetized into currency. That means we can print more dollars. Ooh, go get the gold. Go get the gold. Yeah. And if you ain't got the collateral, you got problems. Because at the point where you play a game with currency, people are no longer required to honor it. And this is something that you can go out there on the internet right now and find. After a certain date, print it on the money we got. If you try to use that internationally, it's bogus, worthless, has no value, and will not be honored for debts, public, private, or international. They won't let you bring it into their country. Well, now, does this tell you something? When I say broke, I don't necessarily mean out of cash. What I mean is that that which supports what they've been doing and that which supports the manner in which they accomplish things is beginning to run a little bit thin. So what do? We've been playing this game for quite some time. I'm looking in the next short time to accomplish the things everybody else has been trying to get done. I found nobody else wanted to do it, so I said, okay, fine. Let's plug it in, see if the little electric train runs around in circles. It's running fine. So, you know, you got to get your head around what's going on. And, yeah, there's a lot going on, and, yeah, I've been reading a lot. Tom, we got some questions.
We sure do. Right. First question, as always, can you give an update on Neil and Nalu?
I'm going to say one thing and one thing only. That is all being taken care of, and Neil is right exactly where he's supposed to be. That's all you get.
Right. If contributions are still needed, can you direct the people where they can donate easily and be relatively certain that the donation will actually reach Neil Keenan?
I'd use Jean Haynes' website. She's got a donation button on there that goes for Neil. Contact her, and if you don't know how to go about it, she'll give you instructions, or one of her people can, or something of that nature. It's not real difficult, but that's the easiest way to formulate that at this point.
Right.
Okay.
Yes. Drake, you mentioned that you hoped the military was paying attention as hundreds of thousands were preparing to remove the executive branch and others. How will this be accomplished, and how can we help, if at all?
Well, first of all, anybody who has not paid attention to the original, go to David Wilcox's website, and there is the original interview that I did with him. In that interview, I talked about a thing called the plan. The plan is an updated, adjusted plan of action by those in the military who believe in the constitutionality of our country and do not believe in those who take socialist acts against the country and the people. What it stipulates is this, that upon notice, I will get a very, very early notice when it begins. And after that notice, I'll get a secondary notice approximately 48 hours later. Now, you need to make a double sweep, make sure you didn't miss anything or anybody. And that's primarily what that period of time is for. At the point that I get the second notification, which would be 48 hours after it starts, And I don't know if they can keep it out of the news. I don't know if they're going to do it in the middle of the night. I've got no idea what they're planning, and I don't want to know. But after the 48-hour period, then I'll be notified to give out two lights. One's a green light. That's financial. That's Neil got his stuff done, and we're ready to rock and roll. Second one is a red light, a notification to all the militias to pay attention and that they can expect some form of contact either through their own chain of command or directly with a military officer of the United States military as to wants, needs, and, you know, this sort of thing, how they can help. I recommended a long time ago that we form community groups, get in touch with your militias if possible, and, yeah, there's one in every state, so you should be able to do that. So the gist of it is this. How can you help? Well, if you don't mind pulling the trigger and having a little military training, welcome aboard to the troops. If you don't feel that you can, in good conscience, do that, they need food prepared, laundry done, medical treatment, et cetera. So there's a whole bunch of ways that can this can be put together. You can fit into a whole bunch of different ones. So you pick something and go with it. And that's basically the structure. Okay?
Yes. Are we to assume this time that all the state's papers or documents have been filed with the International Hague Court? Did all the states turn in their documents this time?
As I understand it, that has been completed. I'll check and put it on our Facebook page as to what the situation is probably tomorrow or the next day. Okay?
Okay. Drake, what are the most important matters people should pay attention to at this moment?
Everything. I mean, what's, you know, the freedom of our country, the freedom of the individual, the capability of operating this thing according to common law, the ability to have freedom of choice within limitations of common law. In other words, you don't harm someone or property or create problems. You haven't committed a crime. Pretty simple. The responsibility of freedom is to act according to common law under those parameters, to apply the golden rule. If we do those two things, if this country turns back to what it was once was, where it was sort of like a big brother, strong and strapping and had a lot of whatever it took to get things done, and some little podunk place got zapped. Could be a hurricane, typhoon, earthquakes, didn't matter. Even our enemies. Well, let's go help them. And we did. I'm going to tell you that the people that have experienced this, they remember. You're supposed to be our enemy. That don't got nothing to do with this. You need some water and you need some medical attention for that leg. Come on, let's, you know, sit you down and let's take care of this. But no, forget all that. When that attitude's adopted, and I mean adopted worldwide, where it don't matter if somebody used to be adverse to our drawing breath, where it don't matter that we have had a very bad reputation for a long time. If you flip that switch and all of a sudden change that over, I tell you right now, we would no longer be considered as an enemy. We would no longer be considered infidels. And a lot of people don't understand the meaning of that word. An infidel is someone who is adamantly opposed to God and creation and anybody that believes in it. That's what an infidel is. The actions that some of these people that have been in charge have taken, death squads and hits on people and this and that, are unconscionable. All those people that have done that sort of thing need to be adjudicated, in my opinion. They need to spend some time in a FEMA camp with other people that have done nasty things, figure out whether or not they really are that way. Maybe we can get them rehabbed. I don't know.
but we cannot continue. I'm going to tell you this very right up front. We cannot continue as we are doing presently if we, as a as the human race, wishes to survive. Now, get that through your head. Survival. That's where we're at. This is survival-level stuff. Do you really think that the attempt to take over by the cabal, by the socialists, do you really think that that's some kind of a game? People play video games, and I'm going to tell you right now, it ain't a game. You've heard about the Agenda 21 population reduction. Who do you think they're going to execute? It ain't going to be them. Well, now you got an idea. I mean, you don't want to get executed. You don't want to have that sort of problem. You don't want to watch your kids get euthanized in front of you, whether it's by gunshot or a lethal injection or whatever, or gas chambers or whatever somebody dreams up. I respectfully suggest that we get off the couch. I respectfully suggest that you look at the website and start thinking about what's on there. Go to the Facebook page and actually take a comprehensive look. We're not limiting freedom of speech. I go out there a lot and correct things. Somebody says something that is not correct, I point that out. Sometimes, and I try to use humor and not be obtuse about it. There are a few who are totally oblivious to the absolute truth. Absolute truth is we are an expendable asset. In the case of veterans, you have already been expended. You now become a liability and an expense that they don't need. Why do you think they take 2-3 years to get to your medical attention? Oh, they want your liver to fall out so that you die so they don't have fool with it. It's real simple. It ain't complicated. Why do you think it's hard for poor people to get medical attention? Because you don't mean nothing. You ain't valued at nothing. Human life used to be target practice. You want to look back in history, I mean, go back to the slave days. You didn't go along with it. They just simply shot you. Hey, there go the ones if you can get that one. I mean, good Lord. We did it to the blacks. We did it to the Indians. I mean, and I'm not talking about just we. it's been a concerted effort by what would be called prominent races. Now, the incursions into Africa didn't go very deep. The reason they didn't was because they knew the people that were doing this stuff knew what would happen if they got in too deep. You go in there too far, you're done. Why? Anybody that don't know anything about a Swahili warrior needs to go out and look. There's a movie called Swahili, and I would suggest you watch it. It's really something. So what we got to do is we have to change the morality that we've been using where I'm hungry, so, you know, if I can take food away from you, then I get to eat. We need to change that to, man, can I get a little something to eat? I ain't ate in 2 days. 99% of the people, they look at you first and they say, get a job. Dude, I've been trying that for 2 years. Sure, I can afford part of this. They give you their fries or something. Most people are charitable in that sort of a way. And I don't mean these scam artists that, I'll work for food, that stand on the corner with the little sign and make $400 to $600 a day cash. I ain't talking about those guys. I'm talking about the serious ones, the ones that have families. And they're the only way to make money, and they're using day labor if they can find it. They're using any way they can get over. Any way that they can get a loaf of bread, any way they can get a little something for their family to eat, they'll do it. there's only one thing that quiets a hungry baby, and that's food. And you got to hear it screaming because it hurts. If you ain't been hungry, and yeah, we got separated in Vietnam, and our company did a week without food and water. You should try that in the mountainous highlands of Vietnam. Under those conditions, having a hump up and down the hills trying to get away from the enemy. And they was chasing us. They weren't giving us no slack. We made it, obviously, or wouldn't be here. Quite a few of us didn't. However, if everybody had something to eat, that's first, so that they, you know, get them to where they can be physically healthy. Number two, challenge their mind. They might seem like the biggest dummy in the world, but I tell you what, you come up here in the hills, and you're going to find a thing called hillbilly ingenuity. That's where they take something that don't belong together at all and figure out some kind of really unique way to use it. And you can rig stuff up with spit, glue, and baling wire. I've drove a lot of cars that were put together with spit, glue, and baling wire, and a whole lot of praying. Hope the tires don't fall off, because I ain't got no wrench, you know. I mean, so, you know, what is the hopelessness, you know? How do you get a kid to work at McDonald's when he can play gangster and make $300-$400 a day? How do you get him to go to work at $10 an hour? You don't. Well, if his needs were met, and I don't mean greeds, and I don't mean the part where you got the gold chains and the fat car or whatever it is you feel like you want to drive. I'm not talking about that part. I'm talking about your needs. What are you supporting at home? Mom? Grandpa? Sisters? Brothers? What? How is it that that the world, our country included, as rich as we are, has allowed this to come about? It wasn't our choice, I can tell you that. 99% of it was some kind of an agenda was put out. Destruction of the family unit. How do you do that? You keep the standard of living to where it is comfortable, just out of reach. That means they got to work overtime or extra. That means mom and dad both got to work. That means the kids are home alone. That means that they do not get that feeling of family. They do not understand blood being thicker than water. They don't understand next of kin. And that you fight, most people I know, to the death. I mean, if somebody was wanting to poke a little baby with a knife, what would you do to that person? I know what I'd do. They get a taste of me that don't come out very often. But they definitely wouldn't get the opportunity to stick nothing else with a knife. I guarantee you that. This is the kind of ideology expressed in the movie A Few Good Men, where a couple of Marines are charged with murder. They get them off of that, but they get charged, and the charge is accepted of conduct unbecoming. And the answer to what did we do wrong is, one of the guys turns around and says, we're supposed to fight for people who can't fight for themselves. That's that little old lady's have struggling with the grocery bag. People that need a hand up, not necessarily a hand out. I got room in the house if somebody's really poor around here. I put them downstairs. There's a bed. There's you know, I'd have to complete some showers and, you know, then you know finishing the house. But I'd do it. That's just me. That was the way I was raised. They may not be kin, but my kin's got first choice. Things get really rough. My kin know where I'm at. They know how to get here, and they're perfectly welcome. We got enough land and wildlife that we can survive very nicely. I know where to go from here to where it's absolutely wild. So, you know, shooting a deer or whatever it takes to make it, not a problem. So what you have to do is you have to look conscientiously and at yourself. Are you better than what you're doing? If you are, prove it to yourself, not to anybody else. Prove it to yourself by doing a little better. No, you don't need to take all them pills. No, you don't need to go party. No, you don't need to be running. But what can you do? Well, teenage unemployment runs as high as, 60%. That ain't cool. Kids need to learn that they can make something out of themselves. You've heard about the child genius. The little kid's only 11 years old and worth $5 million. Well, that wasn't an accident, I'm telling you. good people don't ain't good people without being raised to be that way. Everybody has the God-given thing called a conscience. It tells you what's right and wrong. It tells you how to go about it. And if you think about it, everybody says, oh, there's no new worlds to conquer. Boo-hoo. Everything that can ever have been done has already been done. Boo-hoo. Well, quit crying in your beer. You know, stand up and look at yourself in the mirror. And what is it that you can figure out that somebody might want to buy from you if you had a bunch of them? And then go about figuring out how to get it done or whatever. It's not difficult. It's not easy. It's not difficult. It's simple. Next.
Drake, are there any plans by the good guys to address the illegal gun confiscation by the Californian government?
Absolutely. Each and every last state will go through an audit. Each and every last individual involved in state employment will go through an audit. Anybody found playing games is going to have a problem because they're going to have to pay that back if they took some. They're going to have to reimburse what they got in the CAFR accounts, for instance. It's going to be opened. How many poor people can be fed on $100 million? I mean, you know, pick a number. Pick an application. I mean, you feed everybody and you got so much left over, you say, well, okay, I need a bus. They get the bus down there. Who needs medical attention? I can see you do. Get on the bus. And you take them down to the clinic, get them fixed up. You make these people understand that somebody cares about their existence. Just that simple. Nothing complicated about it. Yeah, okay, let's use the government to do that. Why? Because the people say so. The government is our employees. We're not employed by them beholding to them for everything. No, it's the other way around. Social Security is paid for, therefore it's earned. If I pay for something, you go to a store and pay for something, don't you expect to be able to walk out with the merchandise? Pretty simple. Next.
Drake, you mentioned that the NSA is going to start to be taken over and the FBI and other agencies coming clean. How will that all be reflected and shown in the mainstream media since you made it clear that notifications have already gone out to the military and the militias?
Well, you have to understand that it's not a simplistic thing, but it's going to be done in a simple manner similar to what I described. It's not difficult to find a rogue agent, and it's not difficult to take care of that problem. What's difficult is to get the people out of the way who want to absolutely, positively continue with the mess we already got. That's the problem. The people that are the good guys, that's going to be a monumental task, but it's doable. It's impossible, but it's doable, and I hope I'm there to be able to help. And no, I'm not talking about wrestling with fat politicians or thumping somebody over the head or sticking a gun up somebody's nose or any of that, although I wouldn't mind it. I'm talking about the fact that those who have been doing things that they knew better than to do have not been abiding by their oath of service, no matter what branch they're in, their oath of office, in case they're an elected official. Even appointees are required to take that oath of office. In most cases, it's if it's light duty, it's about like a traffic ticket. Excuse me. In other cases, it gets a little heavier. It can become felonious. In extreme cases, it can carry the death penalty. That's right, just the violation of the oath of office, oath of service. They do Uniform Code of Military Justice does contain death penalty for varying crimes. So, you know, nobody's immune. That means that we have a choice. And the choice is simple. We have to revert back to what once was. Legal law abidance. How do you do that if you can't know all that law? Simple. You replace all the statutes in horse hockey, gobbledygook, ooh, let's bend this one a little this way and all that happy stuff with common law. Very self-explanatory, real easy to understand, no complexity to it. When that sort of thing takes place, then you don't have those problems of removal. You don't have the problems of containing an individual. It's real simple, okay?
Right, we're at the top of the hour, Drake. We'll have a couple of songs, be about 7 minutes, and the first one will be should be Drake's signature tune. We'll be back shortly.
Turn
Hi, and welcome back to the final hour. The first song was about Drake, and the second song was in support of the people of Ukraine. They are having an uprising at the moment. Drake, are you ready?
Yeah, but think about that. Mass riots, dead of winter. I mean, this has come down to the point where they can no longer afford to keep warm. Think about it. Things that couldn't happen that have happened other places are trying to be brought here. Think about that. Okay.
Yes. Drake, regarding the Federal Reserve, as you know, the charter for the Federal Reserve will end on the 23rd of December 2013. How can we as a people check that there has not been a secret signing to extend the Federal Reserve Charter in some way behind locked doors?
Would first of all be illegal. We the people would have to say no. We'd have to do it in mass. It would have to take an uprising of the people to say no in that respect. This is one of the reasons I hope that I can assist Neil Keenan in getting done what he's attempting to do in such a manner that he can address all of that situation. This all goes back to the collateral accounts, the formulation of currency, valuation of it, and the collateral whereby it is valued. So you have to understand that everything's in motion, that I can get in motion at this point in order to facilitate that, to make sure that we don't have such problems at a that'd be a hell of a future. Man, be like a nightmare of some sort. And I personally, I mean, were that to happen, it's time for everybody that can stand up to get a weapon and go hunting, in my opinion. That's my opinion. That's my feeling of it. That would be a point where they're going to put you in chains, lead you off to the gas chamber, put you in front of the firing squad, whatever they got in mind, drop a nuke on your butt. So yeah, I can't see that. It's like something my dad said to me a long time ago. If somebody announced suddenly that the United States had gone communist, we'd be going underground. Well, I can live in the woods. I got the equipment to do it and the capability. Wouldn't be the first time. There's a lot of people out there that can't, but that don't necessarily mean that you can't continue to be who you are. People like me would be a target. They'd want to come after me, so I'd disappear. Those people who wouldn't be affected in that manner, to that extent, keep that hunting rifle hid, keep it well-oiled and ready to go. Think about popping a few people that need to be taken out in order to fix it. Hopefully, we won't have to go through all that. What I'm trying to get done in a peaceable manner so that we do not have to have a civil war here. That's the last thing that should be considered, but that possibility won't go away until such time as we take care of business, which I'm attempting to do. Next.
The second part of this, can the U.S. Treasury rectify this problem and actually print a real green American dollar backed by something of value other than the paper it is printed on?
Absolutely. That's the intent of the one of the portions of the plan. The plan is also to put the whole of the banking system under the directive of the Treasury. The people, the crooks that have been in Treasury for so long, some of them may be lucky to survive, from what I know about it. However, I see it as a good case that we have people qualified to step into the position and handle it on a temporary basis. Now, this is another part. If you take people out of office, you got to have a certain amount of people in there
even if it's a skeleton crew, to keep things running so that it can be fixed. In other words, a commander-in-chief's going to have to remove treaties, rescind executive orders, through emergency executive order, rescind laws that are not applicable. Obamacare would be a good example of that. So the executive is going to have to really know what he's doing. He's going to really be busy. But we have to have someone in there that has the capability and capacity to handle that work. We also have other critical points. You know, what do you do if they shut down a power plant and it serves a whole load of people? Well, we got people that are trained in running power plants who will go in and turn it back on. So the ideology that we could be screwed in the process, take that out of the picture. Look to what you're talking about exactly coming to pass. We're very close to all this. There's a whole bunch of things going on I cannot talk about. I wish I could, but I can't, that are critical to all this. It's getting ready to happen. This is the reason I'm trying to get this across to everybody. Next.
Drake, are the American Legion, veterans of foreign wars, and Oath Keepers top brass on board with your work? As it seems to me that their talking points are nowhere near what the real issues are about with regards to our freedom.
There's going to have to be some wake up on those fronts, but in essence, yes, you've got patriotic organizations that are looking to work within the framing known as the Constitution. So you think about the number of people. A lot of the people involved in such things are older people, such as myself. I was raised to be constitutional, abide by the law, don't create problems, and this sort of thing. So that attitude will prevail. And when they're educated as to what's really going on, the education can flood the place. And I'm a life member of Veterans of Foreign Wars, so I know how quickly the word can be gotten out. And it wouldn't take more than a day or two, at the most, notify everybody that they got on a roll anywhere. And the same is true of all of these organizations. Each and every last veterans organization has at least one person in it who keeps their ear to the ground and listens to what's going on. So as soon as something of this nature would happen, it's going to go ballistic. They think things go viral on the Internet. Wait till this happens. Next.
You think you may have just answered the next part of it. Do you think they might ever promote you and John from Common Law Grand Jury in their media?
I'm not sure of everything that's supposed to come about. From what I understand, they like what I've done, and supposedly there's a position, high-level position within the government that they would be more than happy to have me handle. I got no idea what that is because when they were asked, they kind of giggled and said, "Me saying, ha ha." So, you know, apparently somebody over there has got a sense of humor too. But it was a bona fide offer from an individual that can be trusted, so I trust that's apparently there. Now, I would serve my country in any capacity that would be fitting. I know enough to be able to really primarily clean house in a whole lot of ways. There's a lot of people who disagree with some of what I have to say, but everything that would be put together, and this is something everybody needs to know, you got a temporary government, temporary fixes. The people then can decide if that's the best way to go about it, and it will be fully explained. Nothing hidden, no backdoor deals, no smoky rooms and all that. So you can look for transparency and honesty for the first time in a long time in our government in terms of its operation, in terms of its structure. And that, to me, that spells freedom. And gives me chills thinking about it. Next.
Drake, I participated with others on the National Liberty Alliance conference call, and it was mentioned how the New York State Legislature passed a bill outlawing citizens' grand juries. Since this goes against the Constitution, isn't this illegal? If so, what can be done about this?
Pretty simple. Take all of the grand juries and have them have a consensus vote as to whether or not to address this. If they decide that it is an addressable offense, treasonous in terms of contrary to the Constitution, each and every last individual needs to be charged with it. Now, the Supreme Court has ruled the citizens' grand juries as valid. In the secondary part of that ruling, it's also stated that local law enforcement is to assist the grand juries in their enforcement. Therefore, there is no way that these people can do this. This is the same ideology and fun and games that the Kabbalists, crooks, whatever you want to call them, have decided that they are going to simply, it's okay, we'll just outlaw it. Well, it don't work that way. What are you going to do? And I want everybody to think about this. What do you do when the whole town goes and visits the mayor because he's corrupt and tells him he's done, and they're going to escort him, his bony little butt, it could be a fat one, depends, down to the jailhouse? The sheriff don't want to take him into custody, then the sheriff is relieved of his duties and put into jail right next to him, or even in the same cell, this next in command. Do you want to abide by the Constitution and take care of business, or do we put you in the cell too? You may end up having to artificially elect, on an emergency interim basis, a new sheriff or law enforcement for your area. Depends on how far it goes. But yeah, it's illegal, and yet I would take a consensus of the citizens' grand juries, and you can offer challenge to that on a constitutional basis in the ruling of the Supreme Court. And only if they can have the Supreme Court overturned can they enforce that law. I would also further suggest that they go to a higher court, whether it's the Supreme Court of the state or the U.S. Supreme Court, doesn't matter which, and have that law ruled unconstitutional and have a stay put against it so that it cannot be enacted until such time as it is heard, if it needs to be heard. There's a lot of things that can be done. So that would be my take on it. Okay?
Seems like the fan club's messing about again, Drake. It's all kinds of noises are coming through. Right, okay. Next question. With the Detroit bankruptcy given a go and the pensions on the block, has anyone seen if the CAFRA accounts has ever been investigated and shown the light of day, or are they already looted?
That's a good question. You have to take a look and find them and go in there and do an audit. Any citizen can force an audit on a CAFRA account or any other portion of the state fiduciary responsibilities. So you may have to petition a court. You may have to go through a lot of gobbledygook, but you can get her done. And that's basically, that would be one of the things I would definitely attend to. My understanding is that the revenues, were they to sell the art and some of the buildings and things of this nature that are not really needed, the pension, the debt could be paid and the pension funds and pensions funded. So that was the last I heard. Now, how accurate that is, I can't say. But that sounds like a good deal to me. Next.
Next question is about the worldwide arrest warrants for Bush's and Obama and a few others. Have all the law enforcement in the U.S. been notified of this?
That's a good question. I have no idea. I didn't get into that one yet. If somebody'd like to check, check with the Constitutional Sheriff's Association. ask, go down and ask your local law enforcement, you know, they've got worldwide arrest warrants, do you honor this or not? Now, my understanding was that we do honor the international court, so if there was a worldwide arrest warrant put out through the international court, then apparently it should be enforceable, and whomever's listed on the warrant would be able to be put in jail. Next.
Drake, we have a small trucking company, and I've noticed more and more revenue stops for states low on funds. We recently had a run-in with an out-of-control inspector for the Ohio Highway Department, not a sworn officer, that appears to have fudged on the inspection to force an out-of-service and, of course, a hefty fine. This will lead to higher insurance rates and more inspections. We have tried to fight it, but it was submitted back to the very people that are pushing this through. Any suggestions?
Go to a higher court. You have to understand that you're dealing with regulations and not law. You also have to have a legalist who can address those situations. If for any reason there is any kind of fudging in terms of regulation, in other words, somebody decides to give you a comprehensive road inspection and they falsely accuse you of failing, that's fraud, and it's also overstepping the limits of their authority, among other things, violation of their oath of office. I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff you can start piling on them. If you start taking these people to task, make sure that you define who the individual is. Then you are in a position to be able to cause them to have to show cause. And I recommend right now that most of the problems of that nature cannot be shown as a valid cause. And if you push hard enough in terms of the court, if you had a ruling of that, then you might be able to prefer criminal charges against these people. So, you know, it's not going to be easy. It's expensive. In terms of transportation, if you have been meeting the safety requirements, then they don't have any rhyme or reason to play games. And if you can show that, that through service records, real condition, in other words, the brakes work, the tires are good, thing runs right, and et cetera, then any kind of fun and games, as I said, can be adjudicated as fraud. But you have to name the individual who did it. Okay?
Yes. Right, this next person holds a few shares in silver and junior gold mining companies in Canada which have been devastated. Their stock should do fine if gold and silver explode to the upside. And the question is, will I be able to buy, sell these stocks if there's a reset of financial institutions?
I would say so. Right, I've been having a lot of people taking issue with my advice to get some gold and silver. Now, I don't recommend ingots, and I do not recommend stocks. What I recommend is hold in your hand metal in coinage. Now, when you buy silver in coinage, there's two ways to do that. You can get the pure stuff, or you can get what's called junk silver, where you pay whatever the percentage of silver it is at whatever the spot price might be. Same thing's true of gold, spot price rules, and if you get a tenth of an ounce, then it's $1,200 and something, it'd be $122, say, or whatever. In terms of stocks, my understanding is that the gold has to be around $1,300, right close to that area, a little above wouldn't hurt. Silver has to maintain at least $17 or $18 an ounce, or the mines start closing. And so this is something to keep an eye on. The the bad guys would love to cause the ruination of all of the small fry investors. You're liable to see an extraordinary drop in certain markets, such as the Dow industrial average is liable to take a bath suddenly, 300-400 points. Well, if you have ownership of a mining concern, not stock in it, but ownership, then you can alleviate that problem by keeping a certain amount of the product on hand. In terms of stocks, and I've stipulated this for quite some time, whomever has stocks, I don't recommend being in a paper market. Not at all. We've got an extraordinarily inflated Dow industrial average right now anyway. Some of the other markets are beginning to show signs of weakness. You may have to take a beating on the stock if you can sell it in order to get yourself clear of it. And I will suggest it's better to have something than nothing. So that's something to bear in mind. I don't know your risk or the specific companies involved. So it would be best to get with someone who is a financial advisor who can really take a close look at something. If you're doing E-Trade or something like that, they have people available to help you with that sort of thing. So these are things that people need to know, okay?
My advice would be to get out of it altogether. They deliberately drive it up to levels that are not sustainable, and then they get people to buy it, and the next minute they crash it, and then they buy all the stocks up cheaper. You know, it's the same game. It's been going on for hundreds of years.
Yeah. Rothschild started it also.
Yes.
There you go.
Drake, if you are going underground or undercover, how will you be keeping your audience in touch, which you have cultivated, and who counts on you for direction and intel?
Okay. I'm not going undercover in that manner yet. They start shooting at me, I'll disappear. However, here's the thing. I also have a tendency to shoot back. That's something they probably don't like the idea of. Secondly, what I'm doing now is that any activities I'm taking directly or indirectly, any information I get that's sensitive, nobody but me is going to know about it until such time as it culminates. When it culminates, then people will obviously be able to figure it out. If not, at some date when it is absolutely safe to put the information out, I will do so, no matter if it's intel or operations I'm involved in. So right now, no, I ain't going anywhere. Okay?
Barry Rockefeller has control of the Treasury and the new system and is attempting to become dictator to keep the bankers in control of the currency. Is this correct? And if so, what can we do to stop it?
Make donations to Neil Keenan's fund. Get him enough cash together and he can get it done. I'm trying to assist with that. One of the reasons I stipulate, go to Gene Haynes' website and make a donation. The sooner we can get representative position of the collateral accounts, the sooner the people who have not paid back any of the funds that they borrowed from it can be held accountable. When that happens, then either way it goes, and there's a couple of different things in there, any direction it takes, they lose. That's why they are trying very hard to make sure that Neil Keenan is not successful. Their necks on the chopping block. And they're a turkey, and it's Thanksgiving, and you're sharpening the axe, and that really makes their tail feathers wilt. Next.
Drake, do you think they will attempt to confiscate our gold and silver if hyperinflation hits? And if so, what shall we do?
Well, first of all, I recommend anybody who wants to preserve themselves to have a firearm. I recommend 38 caliber and above. I recommend a good hunting rifle. I will strongly suggest you become proficient with it. And the reason I say that is if nip comes to tuck and really hard times hit and things really go wacky, people think you got food. They're going to come in. They're going to force their way in and do what they want to with you and the food or your water or your house or whatever. So if you're not in a position to defend yourself, you need to get that way. You need to be able to survive for at least a two-week period. And that's minimum. It may be longer than that, but by that time, things should be rectified and under control well enough that emergency supplies can be made available to people. So, you know, there's some variations in this. Don't know the depth of the variation, but we'll have to wait and see how the situation pans out. This is basically what needs to be done. If somebody wants to put their cold clammy down my pants, they're liable to draw back a bloody nub. That's just how it is. I'll chop their friggin' hand off or shoot them. Either way, I'm not going to play that game. Consequently, you know, and here I am on the radio saying so. I don't mind who hears it. I mean, that's just how it is. I'm here to sexually oriented. So same sex or even opposite, without permission, they're going to have a hard way to go, and you need to be able to do that. So, you know, and I know it sounds god-awful, but if you look at some of the old Westerns and some other things, when a group of nasties with weapons overrun something and they take people captive, they generally don't have your best well-being in mind. That's first. Number two, they will decide what they want to do with you. You could become a part of the entertainment and get stuck with a knife and see how high they jump, that sort of thing. You know, anything you can think of is nasty. If you don't want to go through that, I personally would rather die in a gunfight and take a whole bunch of them with me as to put up with that idea. I'm not going to go easy. As I said, if you give up or you're not in a position to defend yourself, you neither live nor win. Eventually, they kill you. Why? Well, they got limited capabilities, or they wouldn't be after what you got. And that tells you right there that they were not prepared, but they got the they went and raided an armory or something somewhere and got a bunch of guns or whatever, and now they feel like they can play little Hitler anywhere they want to go. So, you know, I mean, it just goes on and on. I always say that it's better to have a gun and not need it than not have one and need one. When seconds count, the police are minutes away. I mean, there's a whole load of these little sayings, and they're true. you know, something people like to hear, and it is not pleasant to think of the idea of having to shoot somebody, but it could happen. And if so, I prefer to have a loaded gun. I mean, I carry one all the time. So, you know, you guys, you know, do what you want, but my estimation of the situation is that it won't come to that. However, confiscation of guns, there ought to be firefights going on about that right now. They are violating the Second Amendment of the Constitution, which is an act of treason, just that simple. If one of these SWAT teams was to try to go in someplace and all of a sudden found themselves surrounded by several hundred militiamen who are well-armed and trained, and, you know, either drop your guns or we're going to blow you away, they're going to drop your guns. Then you turn them around. Put them in a van, take them back to police station, and ask who gave the order after you put them in the cell. You put that turkey in the friggin' cell after that turkey tells you who gave that person the order. You climb that chain of command all the way to whomever it was that started it. They want to legislate away the Constitution. That's obvious. Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, does a big portion of that. The gun control, gun grabbers, I'm absolutely adamantly against that. Carrier permit is the Second Amendment. It's been fully upheld by the Supreme Court as fully constitutional for anyone who is not a convicted felon to keep and bear arms. Now, under the Dick Act, which has not been repealed or fooled with, you can carry anything that the military's got, including an M60A1 battle tank, if you can afford the gas for it. Now, I'm going to tell you, the ammunition's probably very expensive, but if you can handle it, whatever you can afford, the finest weapons, machine guns, whole nine yards. So do not, for any reason, back up. Once somebody, you know, which would you rather be? Subject to anybody that decides to come through the door with a gun? Or would you rather defend yourself? This is a life and death situation and decision. Personally, they can, you know, if they got to kill me, they got to kill me. I can take quite a few of them out in the process because of my training. But even if you're not trained, if you can shoot straight, you can cause them all kind of problems. You know, yeah, SWAT has experts that can shoot real well. And, yeah, they wear body armor. But I'll tell you what, you shoot somebody in the chest with a 12-gauge at close range, it's going to break every bone in their chest. That dude is not going to be in fighting condition, period. He very probably won't be able to do anything but mess his drawers up. That'd be about the limit of what he could probably do at that point from what I've seen on the battlefield. So, you know, I hate the idea of having to do that to somebody, but whenever the population of the United States says no and is willing to back it up with whatever it takes, then it changes. Until that time, enjoy being subject. Enjoy being a slave.
Right. Drake, you mentioned that the Bush cabal is almost completely broke. So are they still in operation? And also, supposedly, some 30,000 cabal supporters have been arrested. Do you know if that's true?
Well, I hadn't heard about the 30,000 supporters being arrested, but I had heard that Bush is having major problems in terms of money, and I hope it gets worse. I'd love nothing better than to see the boy out there having to eat cactus or something in his ranch. That to me would be poetic justice, let's say. Righteous indignation of the people visited upon the guy who did it to them first. You know, we'll see. We have to collectively do this. Onesie-twosie won't work. A well-trained squad of people can take out an individual fairly easily if they know what they're doing and have been trained correctly. How do I know this? We had squads of anywhere from 4 to 13 men in Vietnam. 13 didn't get seen very often. Usually it was around 8, maybe 10 people total. And yet we could go in and take a bunker apart, no problem, and get people out of it. This is something that's armor-plated, concrete reinforced. Yeah, right in the middle of the jungle they did that. And we were able to get to extract the people from it and, you know, tell them, that ain't flying, you know, come out or you die. As I said, a well-trained squad of people could take care of that. Now, in Rio Doso, half a dozen officers, the police department, told the feds no. Well, there was 10, 15 of the feds. I said, oh, yes, we are. And all of a sudden, a whole bunch of trees grew rifle barrels. And they said, oh, no, you're not. And they said, oh. And the sheriff suggested that they might want to eat lunch someplace else. And they left. So it depends on what the people decide to say. They wanted to use force of arms and the threat of armed conflict against local citizens who are attempting to uphold the law, adverse to the best interests of the people, and they got told no at the point of a gun. Yeah, you ready? Yeah, pull that gun, pull that 9mm out of your pocket. Go ahead. You know, then once these people find that willingness to engage, then you're going to find a situation where these people are going to disengage rapidly. They're going to go home. They'll eat lunch somewhere else. They will not screw with you twice. They haven't been back since, and I don't think they want to go back there. There's a lot more policemen up there. And everybody not in the whole country knows about this. So, you know, you got a little town, you got a problem, you can fix it. Simple. Next.
Right. Next question is about people who hold DNRs. They're getting fed up with the delays and are now starting to think that the cabal set this up in case the global accounts were taken away so they could steal monies from investors' accounts. Will the people with DNRs have to wait till the event arrests are completed, or is this whole DNR thing a fraud in the first place?
I'm going to tell you it wasn't a good idea. I'm going to tell you that I wouldn't invest in currencies because they're too volatile. They go up, down, and sideways faster than anything I've ever seen. The gist of what I have heard is this, that when the unaligned nations implement the new financial system on a global basis, the reset or revaluation will take place, not until. So they keep saying, ooh, I heard good news. Well, wonderful. Show me. Direct me to the bank that says that they will cash those in. And it ain't going to be for $3 a piece. The going rate, it should be right around 20, maybe a little more. The dinar will be valued on a world stage at around 40 or 50. So if you wait and you're patient, you should be okay in that sense of the word. Now, second part of this is get your friggin' money out of the banks, holding accounts and all that other happy stuff. You can fill your mattress with it. You can get a hold of a load of coffee cans and bury them in the yard. But I'm going to tell you right now that if the banking system closes, you're going to have access. Now, what do you do at that point? Then you're screwed. Well, what do you do? You make sure that the problem is taken care of. I suggest trying to hold at least a minimum of a two weeks of expense money, cash. Now, the Federal Reserve note, the paper money, supposedly is supposed to go to zero. I keep hearing this from a lot of people. Whether it really will or not, I don't know at this point because the situation has not arisen. However, I will say this. Junk silver and gold coinage, as far as I know, has never gone to zero. And that's why I recommend it. Now, junk silver is inexpensive. right now, silver is like $18, $19 an ounce, and you're going to pay 80% of the weight on older coinage. It is also, the older coinage is American coin. Recognizable, the old silver dollar, that sort of thing. So the retailer is going to have to get a very accurate scale and be able to weigh in to see how much a certain coin or whatever payment you're attempting to make is valued at. That's just how it is. They'll weigh the gold, they'll weigh the silver, and you'll find out. And they've got digital scales that are used by brokers that are very accurate. That means it's going to take a little longer to go through the grocery line. You rack up a bill of $150, that could take a lot of junk silver to fix at $18, $19 an ounce. However, if you got a 10th ounce of gold and some junk silver, throw them both on the thing, here you go. Oh, okay. And that's what they're going to have to deal in. They won't have a choice for a short period of time. So, you know, this is a backup. This is a part of an insurance policy. Now, here's the other part. If you got gold and silver, and anybody outside your household has any clue that you do, then the word's going to spread. Now you know the reason for the gun. They're going to want that too. Next.
Right. This is about the filing for the Republic. Exactly what organization was this paperwork submitted to? Who signed and submitted it? and by whose authority?
That's a good question. I haven't seen any of that. It has to go through the International Court, I can tell you that. The International Court has to be directed to issue a response proclamation to the effect of the paperwork itself, and irrespective as to the term of a treaty running out or an agreement becoming null and void because of the amount of time involved, you still have to operate correctly legally. That's only part of it. The second part is that you may not arbitrarily seat whomever you wish in whatever seat you want. That has to be done only on a very temporary interim basis, and then it has to be taken immediately to the people to decide if they want that person in there. Any other way don't work. It's not legal. It's not doesn't uphold the Constitution. At one point, if you take a look at the Constitution and other documents, basic documents, you'll find that certain offices were appointed offices, not elected. So you have to have a an elective procedure to put the person in place who would appoint a person into an office. That person has to be able to be trusted to the extent that you'll have the right person in the correct office. Then the vote's taken, you know, you go from there, okay?
All right. I heard Eric Holder is starting criminal charges against the big bank starting this January. Will they postpone foreclosures while they are under investigation or on trial?
Well, I would suggest in any foreclosure problem to demand the original title. If anyone, and I don't care who it is, it could even be the rightful owner, can't produce the title, then they have no standing. And at the point they have no standing, you should request from the judge that you be absolved of all financial responsibilities according to the lack of evidence, and that you be awarded the property free and clear. This way you can have, through adjudication, a new title issued to the property. Now, everybody's heard of securitization, where they take a whole bunch of mortgages, titles and whatnot, roll them up in a ball, and sell them to somebody. It could be thousands of mortgages. Nobody at this point can find an individual mortgage. No servicing or third party has any right to force anything upon you. There is no validation other than the original title. So be sure that you have your stuff straight before you ever get to that point. There are ways to demand proof of ownership. And if they cannot produce or refuse to produce the ownership, then when you get to court, ask the judge if they would mind providing the original title to prove that they can, in fact, sue you for foreclosure. If they can't produce it, they can't sue you, which means they have committed an act of fraud. And the judge at that point can act upon that action of fraud by clearing the property according to an adjudicated, an official order. That official order then can be taken down and re-registered. Hey, I want a title. What is going on? You're going to have a stack of stuff to go through. A few days later, you get a house free and clear. And this is happening a lot. Why do you think J.P. Morgan is paying all that money? Why do you think that Countrywide is having to be backed up by Bank of America? There's billions of dollars involved. Well, you want your house back? You know, if you have not been fully adjudicated and agreed to the adjudication, then the case is open. That's just how simple it is. The sheriff is a third party and may not order you out of your house. He doesn't have ownership rights. He can't do that. That's how, you know, well, the court order is invalid. Why? I don't see a copy of the title. Oh, yeah, you got to have a copy of the title, dummy. Guess what? They bring you an eviction notice to remove you from a property that they don't have any right to, and nobody else can prove that they do. Well, that sounds like there's some kind of fraudulent fun and games. I'll be with you in a minute. No, you may not change the locks, and no, you may not forcibly remove us. Let me make a couple of phone calls, and we'll see how this goes. And that's all you have to do, pretty much.
Right. We're pretty much near the end, Drake. Can you sum up a bit? We've got about a minute before the music.
Okay. Real simple. Everybody has a common enemy, and they're pushing, and we need to push, be able to push back. We got to do this en masse. That means everybody and their mother-in-law, anybody can walk, squawk, carry a stick or whatever, needs to object. And in this manner, the squeaky wheel will get the grease. Will come out on top of this. But it's going to take everybody. I have initiated certain actions that hopefully will accelerate the process. Okay?
Right. Thanks very much for that, Drake. And hopefully... Sorry?
Hold on a minute.
Yeah,
get her
on.
Done. Get her done.
I was waiting for that. Hope everyone enjoyed the show tonight. We'll be back next Thursday. Welcome to all the new members of Cosmic Voice. I think there's about 600 joined in the last 2 weeks, so it's a further validation of what we're saying is holding up. And my name is Thomas Williams, and I'll see you all next week. Bye for now.
No, mm-hmm.